going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, he is. Doug Oster, DougOster.com. Gardening questions, Davy Tree, Talking Trees, lots of good stuff still to come today. So get on the line and give us a call, 866-391-1020. But if you're the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020, you're going to win a gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. So let's get going. Doug Oster, DougOster.com. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Well, I've been out there picking daffodils every few days and making bunches of them, put them in a vase, making pictures and putting them on Facebook. This is the payoff for all that work in the fall. And I suggest you go out and look around that landscape and see where there are daffodils and where there aren't, and take a picture or put a stake in the ground or draw a little map and plan for your planting in the fall. I know it seems crazy to be talking about that. Our season hasn't even begun yet, but that's what I'm doing. And I'm loving the daffodils. I've got a little vase right on my desk with the real fragrant ones. There are these little doubles, early cheer, and soon Sir Winston Churchill will be ready. And even this morning I was working on the computer and just that fragrance wafted over. It's just amazing. And I was down at Joe Ham's Daffodil Garden in northern Washington County. That is in its peak bloom right now. It is absolutely free to visit. It is a magical place, and you should see it. All the information on how to get there is at DougOster.com. I was down there filming a piece, so we've started filming for season 4 of In Doug's Garden, which runs on KDKA-TV's streaming platform, and 12 episodes, all sponsored by Davy Tree. And speaking of Davy Tree, Eric Countryman's going to be here a little later. We're going to talk all about planting trees, planting them the right way, making them thrive, and we'll pick his brain a little bit. If you've got a tree question, Eric will be here after the 7:30 news break. And I am planting lots of stuff out in the garden. I'm planting lettuce and kale and arugula, and the peas are up, and onions, and all this cool weather crops, some in containers, some in the ground. Even in my fenced-in garden, I have to have the beds fenced also because I know a rabbit's going to sneak in there. I don't want them to get my peas. I am growing a really cool pea, one that I like, called Shiraz Purple Snow. I grow mostly snow peas. That's what I love, but everybody has a different type of pea that they like. And even though I always talk about planting them on St. Patrick's Day, you can still plant them, still plenty of time. The thing is, they love cold weather, and even, you know, as cold as it's been in the morning, they don't care. They don't, these plants that I'm putting in don't care about frost at all. And even though it has not been the perfect weather for us, it has been the perfect weather for these cool weather crops, and especially for daffodils. It has been an amazing daffodil season. Lots of cool weather vegetables, flats, are available at your local nurseries. I've seen onion sets, onion plants, lettuce, Swiss chard, arugula, many more. I had lunch with Jessica, who used to host the show here with me, and she was on her way up north, and she was stopping at places and reporting back on what was there, because I'm looking for something specific. And my own little greenhouse is filled with cool weather crops, all sorts of stuff. And it's just, it's fun to have it all filled with, and it is filled. I mean, I don't have much space left. I do have some tomatoes out there, but oh, they're going to be struggling in an unheated greenhouse. But any day the sun comes out, it warms up out there. Our local compost, free compost in Allegheny County, at least, is available. It's been dumped. I actually drove by one of the piles yesterday, and that was already gone. So the one that's near my house in Ross Township is still there. Call your local municipality and see if they're dumping compost for you. And my free online gardening classes continue for Farm to Table, Buy Fresh, Buy Local, every Wednesday, 5 o'clock. This week it's spring container gardening. And after I'm done on Wednesday doing the spring container gardening class, I'm going to have a special webinar all about my upcoming trip in October to Sicily and southern Italy. So if you were interested in that, it is filling up fast, but you wanted to see where we're going. The 13-day trip to explore Sicily and southern Italy this fall, Palermo and the Valley of Temples, and winery tour, Sorrento, Positano, Pompeii, a local farmhouse lunch. Just, we're going to have so much fun. The webinar is this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Again, all the information is at DougOster.com. And this Thursday, I'll be on Pittsburgh Today Live at 9 a.m. talking all about early planting of veggies and flowers. We're going to plant a container together. And I'm hoping I can convince somebody to eat some pansies, but I will eat them. We'll see what happens. And we've set a date for the 23rd annual Doug Oster Plant Swap and Garden Hullabaloo. June 1st, 1 p.m. at Sorgel's. Put this on your calendar. June 1st, 1 p.m., the 23rd annual Doug Oster Plant Swap and Garden Hullabaloo. And so this is so much fun. And even though this is the 23rd year, for 3 years before that, when I first started working at the Post-Gazette, I started a little garden for them, and we had our own little plant swap at my house, but it got so big that we've got to do it at Sorgel's, and they have this long wall, and everyone comes and just puts plants on it. You don't have to have plants to do this, because anything left over is just going to go to the dumpster. So I encourage people, come and get your free plants, and of course, I give away free tomato plants from the Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top Tomato. It's for people who can't grow from seed. And we've got lots of that tomato plant. And that tomato is what many people consider the tastiest tomato. I get that all the time. It's a big beefsteak. Fred Limbaugh gave that to me in 2000. And since then, I've been growing them out, giving away seeds, and with all the premise of you grow that plant out, you save the seeds, and you send them back to me, and that's how we perpetuate the variety and keep it going. It is a great one, and called Potato Top because the foliage is similar to that, to like a potato. There's two different types of basic types of tomatoes. There's your standard foliage, and there is your potato leaf foliage. This is a potato leaf variety, and Fred was giving it away for his whole lifetime. His father gave it away. His grandfather gave it away, and the Limbaugh family comes. Again, it's just a great event. Sunday, June 1st, 1 p.m., plant swap, and we just have so much fun.
I grow the green giant tomatoes.
Green giant. Right, okay, right, not this year. No, this year you're growing real tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Hey, by the way, I asked Trey Fulbright of KDK Television, the First Alert meteorologist on duty today, is this typical April weather right
this
now?
This is a little, well, I guess you could say it's typical, but it's not
cold.
It's definitely been colder this season than last, and I was not expecting 36 this morning.
Oh.
Well, nothing you could do about the weather. And as I said, it's been a very positive for daffodils, Rob. And we all love our daffodils, right?
Well, when I went outside at 3 a.m. on 2 hours sleep, I wasn't looking for daffodils. I just wanted to find the ignition switch to get to
work. Yeah, you were just looking to get 1 foot in front of the other.
I look up and I'm like, Lord, how much longer?
I was just rolling over about 3 a.m.
Warm weather. We need warm weather.
It'll come. I was looking at the long range, actually, and we got a consistent 70s coming up in the next at the end of the next 10-day run. So it'll get there, Rob. It'll get there.
My bunny was wearing a people's coat this morning. He was so cold. All right, listen, we're going to take a short break, come back. Come on, let's talk some gardening. Let's warm things up a little bit. 866-391-1020. And then it's Davey Tree Talking Tree. Lots to come today right here on KDKA. Doug Oster, DougOster.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, for those of you who come up to me on the street, hey, when you see Doug, no, you do it. You have a gardening question. Come on, it's April. I mean, it's Easter next week, Passover day two. Get going. All your gardening questions. What are you planning? What are you planting? What are your thoughts? Are you going to improve your garden? Make it bigger? Is this the first year that you're going to be opening a garden? get on the line so you'll save me the time of trying to remember all the questions that I get during the week. You know, these people come up to me and they actually think I know about gardening, you know, and I'm like, guys, you know, I just play a radio guy. But is there ever a day that somebody doesn't, when they say hello, at least follow up with a garden question with you?
Well, that's what I do. That's what I like.
Know.
That's what I like doing.
I
like doing that. That's, you know, even this morning I had an email that I responded to. It's hard for people when, you know, this guy was starting tomatoes and he saw things that he didn't know what they were, which were these little bumps on the stem, which is nothing unusual, but then the leaves are starting to curl and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, I just said, send me a picture and tell me about the watering. Tell me about how old they are. Tell me about the lighting, and then I can help you. I love it. I love doing it. Now, not everybody that's around me loves it.
No, I don't mind, but it's like, now is the chance to call. So come on, call, folks. This is your chance to talk to Doug. So do you think there are more and more people gardening now than ever before? And if so, why?
Well, we saw a huge spike for COVID.
Right.
Very ironic that something so terrible like COVID would spur the gardening industry, everyone who works in the garden industry, due to to COVID and when we were locked down. Everyone started gardening, started looking for things to plant for privacy, and they've kept at it, especially the young folks. You know, us old people, we just love to garden and have always gardened. At least I have. And it's nice to see so many young couples in there doing their thing and learning to garden and sticking with it. Saw a big spike and it's kind of leveled off, but it hasn't gone down. And so people are out there gardening, and I wouldn't have it any way other way. I love spring. You know, like Rob and I were talking off the air, just how cold it has been. Yeah, that's been tough, especially in the mornings. You go out to the garden but hey, with nothing you could do about the weather, and some warm weather coming, and it always comes, and we'll be fine. But yes, these early mornings are no fun, right, Rob?
And about 4 months fast forward, I'm so sick of the heat.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't wait till it cools off.
All right, here's Donna and Beaver. We're getting some calls now. That's what I like to see. 866-391-1020. Hey, Donna, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, talking about this frosty morning, I'm out in Beaver, and we clearly have frost. This will be my 7th year of having my ornamental cherries, and I'm sure there's a technical name, but I don't remember what it was. But every year they break my heart, and every year I get over it. But I started to think, they're planted on a hillside, and only one year did I ever enjoy that beautiful splash. There's 7 of them, color. And so I started to think about this. I wanted your opinion. They're growing on a hillside, and the hillside has fescue grass because I can't mow it. And the fescue's lovely. It really works. But it's all grown. The fescue's now grown up to the tree. And I was thinking maybe I need to dig out all that grass around the tree, instead of the fertilizer, because I do fertilize them in the fall. And maybe I need to do that. And I was curious for your opinion. I said, you know, trees out in the forest have grass around them, but what is your opinion?
Yeah, I wouldn't bother. I would just leave the grass there. You know, you're not getting the cherries just because of the cold. You know, the flowers are coming out and they're getting frosted. It is heartbreaking. I had a magnolia that bloomed for about 3 days and then got frosted. I was actually supposed to film it the next morning. I was supposed to film it as one of my things. You should grow this. And when I walked out in the morning, I was like, well, I guess maybe you shouldn't grow this. And so for the cherry, you know, the fertilization is a great thing, definitely a positive, but I wouldn't worry about the grasses there. Like you said too, they're beautiful. And one of these seasons coming up, the stars will align, and you'll get your beautiful cherry blossoms.
Yeah, I wanted to put the pears in, but someone said, don't do that. It's not a good tree. Because I see them all around me, and they're blooming just fine. They didn't seem to get killed in the frost, so I don't know what the difference is.
I don't know either, but there's no stopping those Bradford pears. As you say, you see them right now. When you see that white flower, that's the Bradford pear, and that's
Yep.
A tree, actually, that when we talked to Eric Countryman from Davie coming up here after the 7:30 news break, arborists, that they hate that tree because it breaks apart. It is a bad tree. It's an invasive. People are sad that it got established. And like you said, when it gets big, it just has these what we call weak crotches, and the ice will get on there, or something, it'll just crack in half. You were better off to put the cherry in, even though you haven't been able to enjoy it as much as you would like.
I know. You know what, though, Doug? You know what's interesting is I think this winter, and I could be wrong, I think that the cold really did hurt the cherry trees, because I see how you tell us you break it off. If it's dried and brown in there, it's dead. So I do have some dead branches on these trees, which I need to get a sharp pruner and get them off. But that, I think, happened this winter, unless there's something wrong with these trees.
Well, I would think, yes, that this winter was an issue for many, many plants, and the spring, actually. I've seen lots of stuff out there that have get hit pretty good, and I'm wondering if they're going to bloom. But that minus 10 could not have helped a lot of our stuff.
Yeah.
Although the positive on the minus 10 was the one pest, and I'm going to talk to Eric about this, the one pest that is
ticks.
Really...
Ticks, oh!
Oh,
I thought you were going to say ticks, because I'm battling ticks forever.
Oh, I'm battling ticks, too. I mean, they're just absolutely terrible. No, I'm talking about hemlock woolly adelgid. It's this white stuff on hemlocks, and the cold weather usually... hits them back. But I'll tell you what, the ticks, I've been out on Chestnut Ridge with an arborist in the dead of winter, and I mean brutal cold, and she had a tick climbing on her coat. So those ticks are a real pain. The only way to control them is to protect yourself.
All right, short break. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Keith, you're going to have to wait because we've got to talk to our buddy Luke, and of course, Davey Tree, Talking Trees, then we'll get you in the next segment or two. But anybody else has a tree-related question, now would be a perfect time to call in. 866-391-1020. It's your Pratt Pack. Welcome to the program.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined by Eric Countryman from the Davie Tree Expert Company, and we're talking all about planting trees. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. Yeah, I'm doing quite well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Is this cool spring affect you in any way?
Well, it's. I think we're all a little affected, aren't we? All waiting for the weather to get warmer and ready to get out there and get working in the garden.
I am.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you guys have been planting, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely absolutely good time to start planting, even if it is a little bit chilly.
I was talking earlier that I had a beautiful magnolia, and I finally was going to get to see it bloom, and we got about 3 days of blooms, and then boom.
The frost.
Yeah, yep. It's gone, but at least I got to see the flowers for 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's pretty typical, unfortunately.
I know. Are there any magnolias that bloom a little later that you know of?
Not specifically. I will say, though I don't know the name of it, I will say the ones that are more deeper purple color tend to bloom a little bit later, and so they can sometimes withstand the frost. But the nice light pink and white ones, they definitely get a little burned with the frost.
You know, it's funny you would say that because I was at a property doing a garden consult, and I was jealous. It's only one town over, and I looked at, they had a magnolia with those really deep purple flowers, and it was doing okay. So I was like, what's going on? Now I know. So
yeah, I think, I don't know the name of it, but those ones with the really deep purple seem to come out a little bit later, and they usually miss the worst of our spring frosts.
So let's talk a little bit about planting, and we've gone over this before, but I was wondering, Eric and I were talking this week, are there trees that are better fall planted versus spring, or can we plant everything now?
I personally like to wait to the fall to plant most flowering trees. So things like dogwoods, red buds, those ones, unfortunately, when they're, you know, taken out of the nursery, they're not opened yet. They haven't flowered yet. They're pulled out of the ground. They're bald and burlap. They're sent to you. You put them in the ground and they just never get to mature through the year, and they kind of struggle all summer. I think it's best to plant those in the fall once they, you know, they're open, they flowered, you put them in the ground, they winter quite well, and then the spring, they open up really nice for you. So if, you know, my take is, you know, those flowering ornamental trees, just wait till the fall to plant them.
That makes sense because, you know, you're putting a dogwood in and it's got to establish its roots. It's got to put on leaf growth, but it's also blooming. That's a lot to ask from a tree, right?
It is. And now you're trying to ask it with a, you know, smaller root system to try to get to the heat of the summer. And that's always, you know, tricky as well.
So we get our tree. We know what we want. And let's talk a little bit about that, about knowing what we want and how big it is going to get and how important that is and how you and I see things that were planted in the wrong spot every day we drive by a house.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I advocate the right tree, right place. You shouldn't really be planting, you know, big trees right next to the house. That's going to be nothing but a, you know, maintenance nightmare for you.
But it wasn't big when I planted it.
Well, exactly, but you maybe didn't read the tag that says how big, you know, it's going to get 40 feet, 50 feet tall, and 40 feet wide, and, you know, all those are important things to know when you're planting, and sometimes, you know, a site's just important to, you know, have a small ornamental tree instead of a real big one, and I think we've all driven around, you know, and seen trees near power lines where they've, unfortunately, you know, that the trees have gotten cut in half because... Mm-hmm. You know, they're right under those big lines, and, you know, the electricity is important, and the tree is less so to the power company. So, you know, you got to planting the right tree that's going to grow, you know, the right size in the space that you have is really important.
And I guess it's just human nature that when you're looking at a small tree that you don't think about how big it's going to get. But there's nothing more important than reading that tag, than knowing that it is going to reach a certain point at maturity. And even then, talk about this. It says, you know, to 20 feet, but it just doesn't stop dead at 20 feet.
No, it doesn't. And they keep growing. And so, again, always a good idea if you're not totally sure, you know, call an arborist like us and we can help and give you some advice. But, the internet can help with that too. You know, can tell you what, you know, how big something's going to get. It's incredible the amount of times we stop out at people's houses and they go, wow, I bought this thing at you know, at the nursery, and it said it was only going to get, you know, 8 feet tall. And it's like, well, it's not a shrub, ma'am. I'm not surprised that it got so big.
Well, you know, it's funny, when I was at this property, one of the first things I said to them was like, you need a certified arborist. You need a certified arborist to come look at these trees, decide what should stay, what should go, what is healthy enough, what isn't healthy enough. Let's talk a little bit about that. What does somebody do when they're a certified arborist and they come to a property?
I would say the first thing that like someone like me would do is safety. I think that's the number one thing we look at. Is the tree structurally sound? Is it going to cause any harm to a person or to, you know, your property, your home? And that's the beginning point. The next is, what could we do in terms of pruning or fertilization or health-wise to try to get the tree back to, you know, to be healthy and safe for you? And we just try to give the best options that we can. Sometimes, unfortunately, but, you know, by the time we get the call and we're out at someone's house, the tree's just quite gone and it has to come down. And we hope that, you know, we then try to offer some ideas for replacements, because if we're going to take a tree down, it's not usually something we like to do, but we want to give you options for replanting so that, you know, we're putting one back in its place.
And what I like about a certified arborist is they're bound by a code of ethics. You know, a certified arborist isn't trying to sell you something. A certified arborist is sort of a scientist that's telling you what's going on with your trees, with your landscape. And certainly, you know, Eric, where I live in that oak forest, my arborist comes twice a year because he has to come twice a year and tell me what's right and what's wrong. And that's important to me, that I can trust him.
That's what we hope to. I mean, if we're just out there trying to sell something, we're not doing our job right. I think, you know, I look at it, and I know quite a lot of other arborists look at it, as we're tree doctors. You know, we're trained in how to look at things and look at trees in a way that, you know, just a general, homeowner or non-arborist doesn't really notice some things. But, you know, we can look up, and I always, my family always goes, well, how do you know what kind of tree that is? There's no leaves on it. And I go, well, I'm an arborist. I can tell from the bark. I can tell from all kinds of things.
So before we take our break, let's talk about the hole size and making sure that tree is not planted too deep.
So, I mean, that's the big thing when we're planting, to get, you know, your success, you know, to have it be a successful planting, is if you have a root ball that's, say, 2 feet wide, you want to make sure that the hole that you're putting it in is about, you know, 1.5 times that size, so that the soil around that new tree that you're putting in the ground is loose and open enough so that the new roots that are coming out into that new soil can more easily establish. And if you just dig a hole quite tight and drop a tree in, and it's basically like putting it in a flower pot,
right,
and it's not going to be able to root out. And the other thing is, you know, it's always better to plant a tree a little bit too high rather than too deep, because if it's too deep, it gets a little bit below the area where there's oxygen in the soil. And so those roots won't be able to survive, because they actually do need to, you know, get some fresh air. So it's always better keep it a little bit high where what we call the root crown, which is the stem of the tree goes into the roots, which is kind of where it curves. You want that at ground level or a little bit above, and, you know, kind of backfill to that when you're planting, so that it's got room to drain, it's got room to be, you know, to water, and you're not burying it, you know, completely underground.
And we've talked about it before, that's one of the biggest mistakes that homeowners make when they plant that tree. They think, gosh, if I plant it a little bit deep, that's a positive. And the other thing I've learned from Davey Arborist is that when you buy a tree, sometimes that root flare area could be covered up, and you just need to make sure that when you do plant it, you kind of brush off that top and be sure that you see that root flare.
That's right. It depends on the nursery where you're getting your trees. You know, hopefully that they would knock that extra soil off the top of your, you know, your trees. But even stuff that comes in containers from the store, they can be overly, you know, planted a little bit deep even in those pots.
Right.
So you do want to break all that off. And the other thing, especially with container grown plants, which a lot of people get from, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's and whatnot, those root balls in those containers can be really tight and really root bound. You want to break all that up, you know, to get a shovel and cut it in half so that you really open that root zone up, or the same thing. It'll kind of get stuck, right? And it'll never root into the soil that you're trying to put it into.
All right, Eric, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. For more information about Davey Tree, or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Eric from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
We'll take some calls, too, about trees on the other side, 866-391-1020. Next hour, Passover and the incredible edible egg as we spend the holiday with Frank Dentisi on the Coons Cooking Hour. Stay with us. All right, we continue with Doug, DougOster.com, and Eric Countryman from Davey Tree. Doug.
Right, back with Eric Countryman from the Davey Tree Expert Company. And Eric, when we took the break, you were talking a little bit about breaking up those roots. I had planted an American hornbeam once where I had to cut the pot off the tree. Can you explain a little bit about what we're supposed to be doing to those roots that are circling around? And it's kind of daunting for a homeowner to start cutting at them.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with larger trees, they say like that hornbeam of yours, it's, you know, they're coming in 20-gallon, 15-gallon big containers.
This was even bigger. This was like one of those. Yeah, I could barely get it to the spot.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not necessarily as easy as a little, you know, 2-gallon one where you can rip it apart with your hands. But I recommend even taking like a razor blade and using that to really cut along the edges and really, you know, break those roots up. There's still plenty of root mass in there. You're not going to really hurt it, but by cutting them a little bit, you're going to stimulate that tree and that plant to want to produce some new fibrous roots, which is the little ones. That's what's really absorbing the water and the nutrients from your soil. And you got to open it up. If not, what's going to happen is those roots are just going to continue to circle, and they're never going to really grow out into that soil, and that tree's never going to establish very well.
How about staking? Should we be staking?
I'm about 50-50 with that. I think that it's better to not if you can get away with it. But sometimes, you know, you're planting in an area where the soil is very soft, and so the tree needs a little bit of help, or it's in an area where it's very windy and it does need, some protection. The other thing staking can do is if it's at your home and you know where your tree is, maybe you're not going to run it over with a lawnmower. But if it's kind of more in public or you have someone else doing your lawn mowing, the staking actually does kind of set a boundary around the tree, so you're not going to get it run over by somebody.
Well, then we need to talk about dun 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 mulching, and how it's always done wrong. I was at this property, Eric, and I hate to say it, disgusted. I walked up to this beautiful dogwood. I mean, mature dogwood, and I just started gently kicking at the base, and there had to be 8 inches of kind of rotting mulch all the way up on the bottom of the tree, and I'm just like, this big, beautiful tree is being mulched wrong because somebody doesn't know what they're doing, has seen it mulched that way somewhere else, and has continued perpetuating the problem.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we call volcano mulching, where it's piled up high against the stem. It's never good. And just recently, you know, I just talked about the root collar, right? The where the trunk goes into the roots, there's that nice curve, natural curve as part of a tree. That part should be unmulched. You don't want mulch up against that part of the root crown. And we talked about planting things a little bit high. You want the mulch to kind of come up to that area, but not really be right up against the trunk of your tree.
Right.
you know, we recommend at most maybe 2 to 3 inches of mulch kind of over top of the area of your tree. We designate that area called the drip zone, which is sort of the edge of the leafy part of the tree, you know, straight down to the ground. And that circle that's around that trunk, that's our drip zone. That's the main area where a tree is going to feed. It's where it's mostly going to get its nutrients. That's where you should be putting your mulch, but only 2 to 3 inches, and keep it away from the trunk. Piling up rotting, decaying wood right up against the trunk is just going to lead to more rot in your tree, and nobody wants that.
See, I know what I'm talking about. That's what I told them at the property that I was at. I also, that's why I told them they need Eric Countryman or somebody like him to come look at their trees to get this done right. So, Eric, thanks again for all the great information. Appreciate it. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDK. And remember, you can always call the experts, just like Eric from Davy Tree, at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
All right, Doug, thank you so much. Stay with us because it is just about time to talk some incredible Passover recipes and also why the egg is so significant to that Seder and Passover. And, of course, with Easter a week from today, it's exactly what we're going to be talking about on the Coons Cooking Hour with Frank Dentisi. He's up after Rob Taylor checks your news in 4 minutes with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.